Good morning and welcome to Newcastle Baptist Church Advent Podcast for Monday the 21st of December. Yesterday we lit our fourth candle on our Advent wreath, the candle of love, as we anticipate the full expression of God's love to us in the coming of Jesus, and we celebrate his birth together. Today, we're going to continue to think about why Jesus came. And today, Jesus, to be God with us. That takes a bit of thinking about, doesn't it? Jesus, to be God with us. No, not remote, not expecting him anymore, but the reality that God is with us. In Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 5, we read this. Look, the days are coming. This is the Lord's declaration, when I will raise up a righteous branch for David. He will reign wisely as king and administer justice and righteousness in the land. In his day, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell securely. This is the name he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Look, the days are coming, the Lord's declaration, when it will be no longer be said, as the Lord lives who brought the Israelites from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives who brought and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the land of the north and from all the other countries where I had banished them, they will dwell once more in their own land. The Lord is our righteousness. He has come to walk in our land, to reign wisely as king, because Jesus is God with us. In Matthew's account of the life of Jesus, in Matthew chapter 1, you'll see a long list of names there, the genealogy of Jesus, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And Matthew wants us to be clear that Jesus came after a long line of people who had sought to be obedient to God, and some of them had managed it, and others of them had found another route, and are full of different people. But it all led to this, the one conclusion, that Jesus came to be born, to be God with us. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 22, after Matthew also recounts the story of the birth of Jesus, he says this, "Now all this took place to fulfil what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel," which is translated, "God is with us." The bold, certain, confident declaration that wrapped up in this baby is God with us. In our lives, each day, we can be sure of God with us. We take a moment each day to sense God's presence in our lives, to understand his promise is fulfilled in Jesus, and we create space and sit in his presence just to be aware again that he came to be born one with us. In Revelation chapter 22, we read this, "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to attest these things to you for the churches. I am the root and descendant of David, the bright morning star." In that long line of kings stands supremely Jesus, the one who came to be with us. Even when everything else gets stripped away, even perhaps when everyone else turns away, even when we find we're in a dark space, he is with us. It's personal, and it's for you, and he is for you, and his promises are for you today. Jesus, God with us, thank you. Let's pray. Father, today and every day, may we become even more aware of your presence with us. God, you did something amazing, that even though we turn our back on you, you never walk far away. Thank you that we stand in a long line of witnesses who have proved you faithful and can with confidence to say, Jesus, our Emmanuel. Amen.